Today on the show, ideas about remarkable transformation.
I often forget that my limbs are synthetic. That's how well they work.
Wow.
It's funny, the other day I accidentally signed up for a pedicure. And then I realized about a week later that was kind of silly.
This is Hugh Herr. He's a professor at the MIT Media Lab, where he focuses on wearable robotics and prosthetic technology. And as you may have figured out, Hugh himself is an amputee. His transformation began the moment his legs were amputated after a climbing accident over 30 years ago.
And I was given prosthetic limbs that were passive. They didn't have any computational intelligence. They didn't have sensors or muscle-tendon-like actuators. They were really fixed, rigid pieces of wood and rubber. Today, the limbs that I'm wearing are computer-controlled. Each of my legs has multiple small computers the size of your thumbnail. They have many sensors that sense position and speed, acceleration and forces and temperatures and whatnot. And then they have muscle tendon-like actuators. So all this put together enables me to walk and to run and to move over slopes and irregular surfaces in a very natural way.
Losing his legs was Hugh's first transformation. And designing his own was his second. But there's another transformation he has yet to undergo, the third and possibly most profound one yet. Hugh Herr picks up the story from the TED stage.
I'm a bionic man, but I'm not yet a cyborg. When I think about moving my legs, neural signals from my central nervous system pass through my nerves and activate muscles within my residual limbs. Artificial electrodes sense these signals, and small computers on the bionic limb decode my nerve pulses into my intended movement patterns. Stated simply, when I think about moving, that command is communicated to the synthetic part of my body. However, those computers can't input information into my nervous system. When I touch and move my synthetic limbs, I do not experience normal touch and movement sensations. If I were a cyborg and could feel my legs via small computers inputting information into my nervous system, it would fundamentally change, I believe, my relationship to my synthetic body. Today, I can't feel my legs. And because of that, my legs are separate tools from my mind and my body. They're not part of me. I believe that if I were a cyborg, I could feel my legs, they would become part of me, part of self.
So let's kind of break this down a little bit. You talked a little bit about this phenomenon that many amputees experience, which is this sort of ghost phantom limb, that there's feeling. You are aware of the limb, but you obviously can't move it. Is the technology that you describe, is there any connection to that process?
Yeah, so my legs were amputated in the 1980s using a very somewhat primitive form of leg amputation. That really hasn't changed since the U.S. Civil War. The limb is amputated, and then the muscles around the amputation point are sutured down at constant length, and they're no longer able to move dynamically. And it turns out those dynamics are important to tell the brain how the body is moving. It's called proprioception. So in our recent work, we've conducted the surgery in a different way, where we connect the muscles in a linear fashion so they can move dynamically in agonist-antagonist pairs, telling the brain how the limb is moving. So even though the limb is amputated, when a person thinks and moves their phantom limb, the limb actually feels dynamic. It feels as though it moves across a normal range of motion.
Wow. I mean, if we are at this point now, what does it mean for somebody, let's say, 10 or 20 years in the future who has lost a limb or maybe was born without a limb or multiple limbs? I mean, can you imagine a scenario where that person is essentially, you know, totally mobile, completely able to operate in a way that almost simulates reality, you know, what it's like to have that limb?
I do. I believe in the coming decades, technology will be at such a sophisticated point that we will be able to rebuild a limb after amputation, where the limb, a person can manipulate in the case of upper extremity or walk and run in the case of lower extremity without experiencing discomfort. They'll be able to think and transmit signals down from their brain through the spinal cord into the nerves to actuate synthetic motors in the limb, and they'll be able to feel the limb. They'll be able to feel the sense of, have the sense of touch, as well as the proprioception, how the limb is positioned and how it moves in space. So with that type of bidirectionality, I think the synthetic limb will become part of the body.
Wow.
It'll cease to become a tool and it'll become fully integrated within the nervous system.
I mean, so can you imagine a future where there are literally going to be humans who are part cyborg and humans who are not?
Yeah, my definition of a cyborg is where, again, there's a bidirectional link to a designed device. So cyborg function will allow us to feel designed constructs, feel artificial devices, as if they're part of us, part of our bodies, part of our identity. In the rehabilitation world, that's critically important, that sense of ownership, that sense of body over the prosthesis. But I think in the future, if we can feel and have ownership over the devices that we use, it will be very enabling and really transform humans from not only tool users, but a species for which technology is truly integrated into physiology.
When we come back, we'll hear more from Hugh Herr and his vision of a future where there are no disabled people.
We actually see a clear pathway towards that future. If you look across the field of bionics, the key elements now exist in laboratories throughout the world. We can put forth a prosthesis that looks like a biological limb, that moves like a biological limb, and then that feels like a biological limb.
I'm Guy Raz, and on the show today, ideas about transformation. You're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR. It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. And on the show today, transformation. So we were just hearing from Hugh Herr about how the technology of prosthetics has evolved and how we're moving toward a future where humans will become cyborgs. When you gave your talk, it was the title of it was How We'll Become Cyborgs and Extend Human Potential. But I'm curious, I mean, after you gave that talk, did you face any pushback from people, you know, who are amputees, who sort of bristled at this idea of becoming cyborgs, of humans becoming cyborgs?
No, not from persons with limb amputation. There are some people that, when viewing the talk, I think became concerned or frightened about such a future where we merge our nervous systems into the design world and the design world into us. Redefining what the body is, what a human being entails.
I mean, you can understand that anxiety, right? It's not a completely misplaced fear. What do you say to people when they say, Hugh, this makes me nervous?
I mean, clearly there are indeed ethical concerns, but I think it's a natural progression of the human body, of the human state. From a world in which largely we live today, where we have to live with our own innate anatomy, our own genetics, into a future world of body alchemy, where the body can be designed, can be transformed, can be sculpted, if you will, to the design of the individual. In the future, individual will be able to change how they think, how they experience the world, and their physicality. Their ability to move and to run and to leap will be augmented.
And so if that is the case, is it going to be or could it be a future where people voluntarily, even people who have limbs and have not lost them, that they could voluntarily choose to integrate this technology into their bodies?
Sure. My laboratory at MIT were developing not only prostheses to be used by persons that undergo a limb amputation, but we're also developing exoskeletons, which are wearable robots that attach to biological limbs in order to make those limbs stronger or more capable in some way. So I feel in the coming decades, bionics will really be part of our society. We'll walk down the streets of major cities in the world, and it'll be commonplace to see people walking and running by, augmented by bionics.
You know, part of me is really excited, hugely excited about this technology. And of course, when it comes to people who do not have limbs, to kind of restore their ability to be completely mobile. But part of me is a little freaked out, you know, by people who may not need this, choosing to kind of become superhumans. I mean, do you think that I'm crazy to say that?
Somewhat, only because we today, living in this modern world, are surrounded by augmentation. We have bicycles that profoundly augment our ability to move from point A to point B at tremendous speeds. And of course, we have airplanes and we have smartphones and all these technologies that fundamentally augment human capability physically, cognitively, in terms of our memory and so on. We don't view it as scary and as really even as augmentative because it's ubiquitous. It's all around us. So as we march into this 21st century, there'll just be a greater and greater augmentation. The technology will become more invasive, become more intimate with our nervous systems, and be more pronounced in the capacities expressed to augment our capabilities.
In this 21st century, designers will extend the nervous system into powerfully strong exoskeletons that humans can control and feel with their minds. Muscles within the body can be reconfigured for the control of powerful motors and to feel and sense exoskeletal movements, augmenting humans' strength, jumping height, and running speed. In this 21st century, I believe humans will become superheroes. Humans may also extend their bodies into non-anthropomorphic structures such as wings, controlling and feeling each wing movement within the nervous system. Leonardo da Vinci said, "When once you have tasted flight, you will forever walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward, for there you have been, and there you will always long to return."
Do you imagine a future where there are no disabled people?
Absolutely. I believe at the twilight years of this century, largely we will have eliminated disability in the world.
Wow.
And we will, of course, by doing that, we will set the scientific and technological foundation for enhanced human experiences cognitively, emotionally, in terms of our sensory experience and our physicality. All these dimensions of what it means to be human will be enhanced through this deep bionic science.
And presumably, I mean, this will begin to change who we are as a species. I mean, this is sort
absolutely,
of
yeah,
kind of taking over our own evolutionary, you know, process.
In the future, every individual will have powerful tools that will enable a person to sculpt or design their very own body, sculpt how they perceive the world, how they think, how they move, their very own identity. If we can fundamentally sculpt our bodies, use our very own cells and tissues like a part of a palette a painter would use to create any sketch or painting, you know, identity itself will be malleable and invariant.
That's Hugh Herr. He's the head of the Biomechatronics Group at the MIT Media Lab. You can see all of his talks at TED.com.